Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. As always, it is our pleasure to have you join us today for our show. We hope you're having a blessed day, and we hope you enjoy the program. Well, we've had a busy week. I hope you have had a good one, too. We went to the NC Legislative Building again to meet with our legislators and talk with them on some hot issues that we had. This past Tuesday was Legislative Action Day, and a number of conservative grassroots organizations got together and went to Raleigh, and we all had different things we wanted to talk to legislators about, but there's a conservative coalition of North Carolina, Eastern Carolina here.
It sure is, and we're associate members of it.
Right.
And actually, it's not just Eastern North Carolina. It stretches across the state. Right. One of the member groups is the Asheville Tea Party.
Right, and we have Liberty Grassroots. They're out of the Wake County area, I believe.
They are.
Yeah.
And Liberty First of Wayne County.
And we have a new group that is one we're very excited about, and that's Education First, or Education First Alliance,
NC. Right. Yeah, and the North Carolina Asian American Coalition was joined us there, and they were a charming group.
I'm gonna tell you what, that is a powerful coalition, not just here, but in D.C. They were there by the thousands. I mean, and they were very active in being around the White House and all with their signs and their posters and stuff, and very, very impressive.
You know, I was going to add that even though you're hearing of a number of groups, they're not walking in lockstep. They have common goals, but they're not walking in lockstep.
That's true.
To some dictator.
And there were, well, the Conservative Coalition had a planning meeting a few months ago, and Hal and I went, and what we took with us was what we had worked out in the first of the year for CCTA, things that we wanted to be working on. And the fact that it overlapped had partially to do with other people did the same, and where there was cross-pollination and overlap, then those things were all among what was mentioned yesterday.
Right. And you say they have common goals and all. Well, they have common platforms or, what do we have? Mission statements.
And beliefs. Yeah,
and beliefs. Rick, some of them are like we are and have several things. Some of them are one issue, like schools.
Well, no, there's the principles. For all of them, I believe the first principle is the Word of God. We stand on the Word of God. And that's where we get our rights and our freedoms. And next is the Constitution. And, of course, there's the state constitution, because I believe they're all constitutional conservatives, right?
None of them is contrary to that. Right. But some of them are really one-issue organizations.
Like that critical race theory. There was one group there that was handing out. Everything was related to that.
Well, that's because that in that education group right now, that's a hot topic.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors, and then we're going to come back and tell you about our trip to Raleigh.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Folks, we're so glad you joined us today. I did need to introduce our panel today, as I have been so graciously reminded. We have Bob Griswold.
Hello.
We have Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Who is also Right Wing Granny, and you can visit her blog, rightwinggranny.com. And there's a lot of good conservative news there and opinions also. And she does provide you with the source to her material.
And Rick, she's a star now in the 107.1 talk station. I heard her this morning, and she had about 15 or 20 minutes part in there, and she did an excellent job of it, and I wanted to congratulate her for
Thank
it right
you.
Away.
My spot now is Wednesday morning at about 8:30.
Okay. Well, good for you. And then we have Glenn Fink. Glenn is chair of our education committee.
Hello.
We have Pete. And Pete is working on a number of projects for us through some of the churches and trying to get some organization there. We have Rainer. Rainer is our Legislative Action Committee chair.
Hey, Rick.
And she's also membership chairman, trying to beef up our membership. So if you're interested in joining.
We welcome new members with open arms, and we've gotten several really good ones lately who've
recently
jumped
yes.
in and gotten active.
And are going to Raleigh with us on these trips.
Absolutely.
And we have Hal James.
Hey there, y'all.
And Hal is our vice chair, and he's also our watchdog committee chairman. Mm-hmm. And we have with us Doug Gould. And Doug is full of PhDs.
Piled higher and deeper, huh?
Yeah. No, he speaks a language I don't even understand when it comes to this equipment.
Doug has quite a bit of experience in cybersecurity and other areas. It's real helpful to have him along to help us understand some of those things. So we welcome our panel tonight, and we're going to get back to talking about our trip to Raleigh. You might wonder, well, what the heck are you doing going to Raleigh for? We're a grassroots organization, nonprofit, nonpartisan, that we try to uphold the Constitution and hold our elected officials accountable, thus the watchdog group that Hal's chairman of. Rainer, as chair of our Legislative Action Committee, she keeps up with current bills that are going through the legislature and topics of extreme interest to us. Well, all of them should be of interest to us. But when we need to go to Raleigh and have our voices heard, she schedules the trips, and we usually carpool, take a number of people with us. And yesterday happened to coincide with a number of other organizations because it was Legislative Action Day. And I say yesterday, this being Wednesday that we record, that would have been on Tuesday.
13th.
Right. So Glenn, he got up there early to meet with some of the other groups. Your primary group you were meeting with was in Education First in Alliance NC, right?
Yeah, and they were just one of many of the groups, and I wanted to introduce myself to the leadership for one thing and just make sure that they knew we were on board with supporting their cause as they are on board with supporting ours. So it was good to be there, and then just connected back up with CCTA to carry out the mission of all the groups.
Okay. What was the main initiative for Education First?
Well, the big push for them, I guess first we go back to their mission. It's to fight for the opportunity of every student, fight for the opportunity and dignity for every student from all schools in North Carolina. So it's a broad mission. You know, it's not a finite mission. And that every school means even homeschooling. I mean, they're fighting for every student. But the primary mission now is critical race theory and doing everything we can do. And I say we, they're leading this. It's their primary mission to keep that out of our schools.
Exactly what is critical race theory?
Well, everything I know, and of course, some of this information isn't readily available because it is something that's being presented by DPI, and now I understand some of it's been taken down from their website, but everything I see, it's basically providing a spectrum or a view to look at classroom curriculum and the dynamics in your classes to really divide people based on different characteristics, whether it be race, which is clearly one of the first things, whether it be if somebody happens to have a two-parent family, they're seen differently than somebody that has a single-parent family. A lot of things that are seen to be given some people priority or opportunity off of over somebody else.
Hey, Glenn, I think it would help to explain that DPI is the State Public Department of Public Instruction. Some people might not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Glenn. Excellent point. I'd like to share an excerpt from the 1776 Commission Calls for National Unity Around American Founding Values. Historical revisionism that tramples honest scholarship and historical truth shames Americans by highlighting only the sins of their ancestors and teaches the claims of systemic racism that can only be eliminated by more discrimination. It's an ideology intended to manipulate opinions more than educate minds. That's what it's about.
Thank you.
And may I add something to that? I absolutely agree with everything that's been said, of course, but I believe that critical race theory and that 1619 project is what I'm thinking of, are both very racist in nature. And they see everything through history and what is happening today through the lens of race, not through the lens of character, not through the lens of ability, not through the lens of work ethic. And what that worldview does to children, whether they're white, non-white, black, Asian, purple polka dotted, whatever, is to say to those children and young people, older students, it doesn't matter what you do. Your outcome, your life, how the world sees you was established by the accident of your birth race. That is one of the cruelest things anybody could possibly do. We have been so well known for a country that is wide open with opportunity, where upward mobility is possible for anybody who wants it and goes after it. That's what we should be teaching our children, not this malarkey.
One thing that I'd like to bring up is that we spent a great deal of time with one of the representatives who is a black Democrat. And I think we stayed with that particular person longer than any other representative, because she came out, was very receptive to hear from us and hear our views, which I thought was wonderful. Ken, you remember her name, Rainer? I can't think of it right.
Candy Smith.
Representative Candy Smith. She's from Pitt County.
And
exactly.
Her legislative assistant, which I can't remember his name, was a young man, and I think he was about 26 years old, he told us. And we engaged with
Edward
him.
Sheehy.
Edward Sheehy. Well, thank you, dear. You should be covering this instead of me. But I just thought it was wonderful that we could spend that much time having that discussion with them on a good level, and nobody was angry with each other or showing any resentment or anything like that.
Several of us participated in that conversation, and quite frankly, Sarah Beniszczak was terrific at it.
Yeah, and she looks real young. What is she, about 40? I think she looks like she's about 26 to me. And that, you know, that shows my age, I guess.
Okay, well, that was an interesting conversation that we had with the representative. Glenn, was there anything else to add on?
I don't think so. When it goes to the things, I'll just kind of read through what the key points was that was being shared. It's about uniting our children. It stopped dividing our children and teaching them to hate one another based on their skin color and gender. And they want us to start teaching our children to respect differences in others and to show kindness to everyone. Inspire American pride. Stop teaching our children that America has been systematically a racist nation since its founding, and start teaching our children the truth. America is a nation of opportunity, a defender of freedom around the globe, and strives to be the fairest and most generous society in the world. And then lastly, prepare our children for responsible citizenship. Stop teaching our children that math is racist, Western history and literature should be erased, and grades and tests are unfair, and that skin color determines learning ability, and start teaching our children to try their hardest to master every subject and to reject victimhood.
Right.
I mean, those are kind of
and I think
messages.
If you listeners, if you're more interested in the organization, it's Education First Alliance NC. Is it .org? I believe it's .org.
Yes.
On the website.
Glenn, one of the things you mentioned when you talked about dividing kids was that dividing kids according to whether they're in a two-parent family or a one-parent family or whatever. I think that's interesting because one of the goals, it's been taken off their website now, but if you went back to Black Lives Matter, to their website, one of their goals is the destruction of the nuclear family.
Yes.
In order to move America toward a socialist nation, because the family is one of the foundations of our republic. And when you start undermining that, which unfortunately our government has been doing since the 60s, if not before, when you start undermining that, you start messing with the foundation of our republic.
Yep.
Do you recall what our founding father said? If a constitutional republic is to survive, it must be based upon a moral society.
That's a good point. Okay. Well, Glenn, we appreciate you bringing us that report. So, everybody, I encourage you to check out educationfirstncalliance.org. And that's headed up by Sloan Rackmus. And also, they are doing what is called parent boot camps. And we're trying to organize and have one come here to the local area. So keep your eyes up on our website and on listening to the show for that date when that is finally organized.
Yeah, I would like to say that Sloan
Rackmus.
I hope I could pronounce it right. But I've invited her to come to one of our public meetings, and she's accepted, and we look forward to hearing more from her, that's for sure.
And I'll just interject real quick that the boot camps are about engaging parents,
all right,
and getting them to evaluate what's going on in the school's curriculum and looking at the teaching materials, which very much aligns with our Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson's approach to getting rid of indoctrination and have people help with that. So there's good alignment with a lot of good movements.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree.
And Sloan is an absolute pistol. She's not whiny. She's not boring. She does a great job.
She's got good credentials behind her, too. Okay, we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swanspur, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I hope you enjoyed the first segment as we talked about our trip to Raleigh, and we're going to continue talking about that. Rainer, you're the chairman for legislative action. Would you like to expand on CCTA went with a list of topics we wanted to address? Yeah.
Well, election integrity. And I think that's one of the common subjects that everybody hit. If we don't have election integrity, where each person who wants to vote, who is a citizen, is eligible to vote, is able to vote one time, and it gets counted appropriately, we do not have government with the consent of the governed.
Absolutely.
It's just absolutely, we've completely blown it unless we have election integrity. The second thing we talked about was schools and getting rid of critical race theory, which Glenn has talked about quite extensively, and I think we're clear on that. The next thing down was no COVID passports in North Carolina, please. Medical information is private. It should be the decision of the principal or his or her parent or guardian with the advice of medical professionals, and the government should stay out of it. The next thing down was Second Amendment. It means what it says, exactly what it says, and we want it protected in North Carolina. I think there's some good work going forward on that already. And then the last thing was the American, the Emergency Powers Accountability Act. We appreciate that the North Carolina House has passed that very good bill, which would prevent any governor from unilaterally shutting down our state for months on end in a tyrannical manner. It's now in the Senate Rules Committee, and we encourage the Senate to get it out of that. Well, the Rules Committee to get it out of there, and the Senate to pass it.
Right, get it in for a vote.
Yeah, and in that regard, we went to 17 different offices of legislators, representatives, and senators from seven different Eastern North Carolina counties. And we also went to the offices of the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House, and left handouts with a one-page brief explanation of what our requests and concerns are, and talked to as many people as we could. So in some case, the principal, in some cases, his or her legislative assistant. But we had a full day of it, and trucked around first the legislative office building, then went to the legislative building, had lunch in the cafeteria there. Representative Keith Kidwell and his legislative assistant Joy Albright were there, and Joy invited us to come on in and join them, which we did. Jerry Shield with the Fisheries Association and a group of ministers were also there in that group. So we had a very pleasant series of conversations at lunchtime, but then we got right straight back to work and started visiting the legislators in that building, and didn't finish up till, I don't know, what was it, almost 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
I'd like to mention the representative, Larry Pittman, was in that group as well.
Oh, yeah.
And he did express an interest of returning back to New Bern from whence he came someday.
Right. Well, let's talk about some of the legislators. One of the most outspoken legislators and most active as far as introducing legislation is Representative Keith Kidwell.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And
he goes for the jugular, and he goes for liberty issues. He is our kind of legislator.
Right. They have legislation that they're enacting, put before the legislature on election integrity,
mm-hmm.
Some gun legislation,
mm-hmm.
To protect our Second Amendment rights. And there were a number of other issues that we came up with, like defunding PBS.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we say that is because what I suggested was that we depoliticize PBS.
How are you going to do that?
Well, he said by defunding PBS. So.
Right.
That's a public broadcast system paid for with our tax dollars. And, of course, they get a lot of outside funds, too. They rely on the public for, I think, a great deal of their funding. But if any of our tax dollars goes towards it, it should not have a political agenda. And they do have a political agenda.
Oh, man.
First thing that you mentioned, Rick, and the first thing Rainer mentioned was voter integrity.
Right.
All right. I looked at this House bill, 542. And it relates to voter integrity very much so. One of the first things they say that they want is, and has in this bill, is online voter registration. Can you believe that?
Yep.
And then another one is automatic voter registration. Certain agencies could do automatic voter registration. Well, now we have it with the driver's licenses. They were talking about other agencies as well that could do that, and with no verification of address and no verification of identity. All that is in this bill, and it's worse. Now, that bill got filed with the Senate and is now Senate Bill 716. This morning, when I got up, I went online to look and see what they automatically send me the agenda for each one of the Senate and the House. I saw where this bill had been filed with the Senate as Senate Bill 716. Now, one of the things I learned when we were up there visiting, we're talking about our trip up to the North Carolina General Assembly, and I learned right away is that you need to talk to the administrative assistants just as carefully as you need to talk to the actual member of the General Assembly, because they have so much knowledge and so much contact with that person. They were actually hired by that person, of course, and they're very close to them. Now, Senator Norman Sanderson's legislative assistant is named Emily. Now, I can't remember her last name. I'm a first name basis person. And but I called and told Emily that I had also sent her an email. I sent one to Norman. And I told her how concerned I was about this bill. She said, I'll look into it and get back with you. So it wasn't very long till she called back. She said, I've checked on that. It has been filed with the Senate, but it's gone to the Rules Committee, and we doubt if it'll ever see the day, light of day from there.
It's Emily Barnes.
Emily Barnes. Well, thank you, Lane. You're so good with taking notes and keeping up with things.
Well, that's a good point, Hal. And I want to point out, listeners, take note of these bills. Call your legislators. Call your representatives, your senators, and specifically address. And you maybe talk to one of their assistants, not to them directly, but specifically address the bills and tell them how you feel about it and how you would like for them to vote on it. It is effective. We had Representative Kidwell and several of the other representatives tell us that the most effective thing is when we come to Raleigh and meet them face-to-face, but the emails are also overwhelming. Okay, and we had a good example of that here locally when the Craven County Commissioners held a public hearing to decide whether to make the school board race a partisan race or keep it nonpartisan, and they overwhelmingly said the number of emails in support of it had a big impact on it. So, folks, you can help us change things here. Now, the one of the first things you mentioned was online registration. You got to realize, folks, that the Pandora's box you're opening up there, once you make that online, guess what you're going to have? You're going to have people in Russia, China, Germany, all over the world registering to vote here. And it's going to go further than that because they cannot guarantee that they won't be voting online also.
Well, a couple of observations. So we talked before about the government and CCTA going up to Raleigh to talk to our representatives and our senators. And I wanted to pass along a thought that I had. You know, this is government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And that doesn't refer just to the elected legislators and their staff. It refers to all of us here and everybody in our listening audience. So if you don't like what's going on, it's on your shoulders to come with a group like CCTA and join us when we go on these trips to Raleigh and elsewhere. And that really makes a difference. So if you want to influence your government, show up. Well, there are plenty of opportunities, and we have those available on the website. You can contact anybody here and join us. But if you want to change things, get involved.
Oh, right. Man.
Absolutely. And, we had Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson in town last week, gave a very passionate speech, and his main point was getting involved. It's time to stand up. It's time for you to help take this country back. It's time for you to be counted and to be heard.
In fact, he went to the point of saying that every day when you get up, you need to start out by thanking God for your blessings and asking for guidance and then asking yourself, what can you do today to help save our republic and our state Absolutely. And our freedoms?
And the second thought I had a chance to talk to Representative Kidwell last week about, and that was election integrity. Very simply, if you do anything on the internet at all having to do with elections, you have compromised and jeopardized the entire system. And many of you have heard time after time after time the liberal left lie, and I'm going to call it what it is, it's a lie, that our voting machines are not connected to the internet. The tally machine, you walk in and you vote, you fill out your paper ballot, and you put it in the scanner. That scanner is not connected to anything. But the election supervisor comes over with a USB drive, sticks it in the back, pushes a button, they take all the data out, and then that supervisor, he or she, walks over to their computer, plugs in the drive, and uploads the data to Raleigh and to the tabulating service that feeds all the media, which, by the way, is in Frankfurt, Germany. It's not inside the United States. So if you go putting that information on the internet in any way, shape, or form, that's registration or the actual votes or the counting or anything, you have compromised the election. And that was the point I made to Representative Kidwell with his election integrity bill. You can't just say that voting machines won't be connected to the internet. You have to say that none of the data will be transported on the internet under any circumstances. And there needs to be stiff legal penalties for that.
And there was a recent report that I think it was Massachusetts, in their audit that they were doing, they found that there's a chip in the actual voting machines, a modem chip that they were unaware of.
I'm wondering, Doug, how did Representative Kidwell react to your sharing that information?
He was a little bit surprised, but I offered to provide some assistance, and of course that's something I'm following up with him on.
Beautiful.
You also mentioned that process, and that reminded me of what Major Dave Getz is concerned about, and he's going to be at Mary's house at some time.
Still working on that.
Yeah, so that's great. We stay real nose to grindstone, don't we?
That's a good point. And let me go ahead and put it out there. That's Major Dave Getz, G-O-E-T-Z. Go to Facebook, look for Major Dave or look for Dave Getz. And he has all the data, all the reports. He downloads the election data from the State Board of Elections website, the actual files that are being sent. And some of those files are still changing. And he wants answers as to why, this far out from the election, why would those numbers be changing? A lot of questions. And you know, there are a few simple steps that could ensure the integrity of our elections. And all we have to do is make our voices heard.
Again and again, as needed.
We're not going to put up with another election like we just went through. We need to make it understood that we want election integrity priority one in North Carolina. And Glenn and I found out an interesting fact when we were up there talking to the legislators, and that is that the voting machines are not selected and bought by the state. They're bought by the individual counties. So we intend to talk to the people here in Craven County. You need to talk to people in your county and say, look, we want a better system of doing things. We don't want these machines back again. Okay?
And maybe they need to get in touch with Doug first for some advice about what to ask to ask for.
You know, that's an interesting point. So a lot of us and our kids have been accustomed to instant gratification. We've got a phone in our pocket. We've got a computer on that phone. You can go look up stuff on a moment's notice. And so there is a desire in this country to know what the voting, what the voting results are instantly. But when have we seen an election decided in 24 hours of a vote closing? I don't remember it in my lifetime. Within 48, within 72 hours, has it ever been decided that quickly? I don't believe it has. Now, the Associated Press likes to get on television and call the election, but that's not official. It's not official until it's certified by the Congress. So what is the difference if we transmit that data electrically or if we treat it like we treat cash in a bank and send it in an armed guard with an armed guard and an accountant who counts it before it goes out and the person signs for it, they get where it's going, it gets counted again, and somebody at the destination signs for it. There's a chain of custody, there's a record, and there are people who are responsible who go to jail if the money is missing.
Here.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead, Bob.
You know, it's interesting in Arizona where the legislature has decided they're going to force an audit of the voting, that the voting organization, I say their Board of Elections, has decided that they're not going to let them audit in the building where the votes are, that they will have to take the votes out and put them somewhere else, which therefore breaks that chain of possession. And they will say, oh, well, certain votes were lost as we moved them from that building to another. So they're trying to obfuscate the process.
Right. There's definitely, it's very visible and obvious fraud. You mentioned the one problem we have with instant gratification. Another problem that we seem to have is a short-term memory. folks, do you remember, because it was exposed on TV by some of the same mainstream media that right in the middle of the election, the vote counts changed.
Yes.
You could watch it live, streaming on your TV.
And how in the world can one candidate's number of votes go down?
Yep. So, you know, you need to remember these things. Think back over this election cycle, the number of things you heard or saw, and, you know, we need to do something about it. Good way to help is to get involved with a grassroots organization like CCTA. Travel with us to Raleigh. Talk to the legislators. Get in their face and be very polite about it, but make sure they understand this is wrong, we don't like it, and we want you to do something about it. And when they hear that enough times, they do take action.
Yeah, I'd like to emphasize we have members from Carteret County, not only of Craven County, Carteret County, Pamlico County, Pitt County, I think Beaufort County. So it's not what you've asked people to do is not restricted to just our area.
That's
right,
right
here, is the immediate area in New Bern. We want it done in all of Eastern Carolina.
And folks, we've learned over and over, time and time again, it all starts locally at your local level. Your local board of aldermen, your local county commissioners, or whatever your board's called, it starts there. Your local sheriff. It's very important that you interact with your local sheriff because he's the only elected official, law enforcement official. He's the most powerful, therefore, because he's not hired. He owes no allegiance to
except by the people.
Right. He's elected by the people. So he can tell these outside entities, federal agents that come into here, get out of my county. You're not welcome here. We're not enforcing that unconstitutional law. You probably didn't know that. Your sheriff may not know that. You
need ours to, does.
Ours does. Carteret County's does. Pamlico mm-hmm. County's does. You need to make them aware that they were elected by the people to represent the people. They don't work for any state agencies. They don't take orders from the governor. They don't take orders from the county commissioners. They don't take orders from any of those officials, and especially the federal officials outside. Now, they do closely work with them. They have to. But when it comes to upholding the Constitution, which was the oath they took in to enter office, when it comes to upholding that, they can say, no, that's an unconstitutional mandate or an unconstitutional law or edict or whatever you want to call it. But no, we're not enforcing it in our county. Get out of here.
Yep.
All right. Well, with all that said, I'm going to take another break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols, buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. East 70 Palm, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swanspur, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
You know how you feel when your hair looks great? Why not have that feeling regularly? You can if you let Kristen Toller be your secret weapon. Kristen is one half of the dynamic duo at Creative Hair by Patsy. They cut hair for both men and women, and they understand that one style does not fit all. Each person has some styles that look great, while others would be not so great. And as for the question to color or not to color, only you can answer that. But if you decide you want the lift a bit of color can add, you're in good hands with Kristen. She's great with color. So go ahead, give Kristen a call at 252-636-5741 and book an appointment. That's 636-5741. You know you want to do it.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're going to shift gears here and we're going to come back local. We did enjoy the trip to Raleigh and we do encourage you to get in touch with Rainer@ccTaxpayers.com.
Please.
And get on the mailing list to find out about the next trip we take so you can go and join us. Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Craven County School Systems. We just recently mentioned that we had a hearing by the commissioners and to get public input on whether to make the school board race partisan or nonpartisan on the ballot. It was already nonpartisan, which meant you didn't know what party affiliation those candidates had unless you had done your homework. And most people hadn't gotten through every candidate on the ballot, so they didn't know the party affiliation. With the changing it to a partisan race, then you will have an indication to help you in the polls when you're there to vote as to what party they're affiliated with. Now, that passed, and also attached to that was the fact that we will no longer be voting county-wide for all the candidates. You will only vote in the primary and the general election for the representative in your district. So that's the only one you're going to be interested in voting for anymore. And we think that'll make things fairer and easier on the election folks there. Okay. Now, what's going on in our county now in the school system since the election in November when the board turned to completely Democratic control? Glenn, you're the education chair. Have we seen any major changes?
I hadn't seen any major changes, to be honest with you, as it related to how that board's been functioning until lately. And I think Bob's got an article on that where it really is a concern's been raised that's been made public. It's made it to the Sun Journal where there is an interest of a board member to be able to get into a principal's board meeting, and that's become a point needing to be discussed by the school board as a whole to try to change that rather than just say, yes, you're an elected school board member and you're allowed to go to any of the meetings we have here at the Craven County School System.
Well, those are some of the points that you and I and some of the other members of CCTA have been working on over the years. Hal even went there and addressed them on the violations of the Sunshine Laws.
Yeah.
So we've been attacking their transparency issues and openness issues. But you read the article, Bob. What more was it about?
Well, you know, basically, again, one of the school board members approached the superintendent and said, I want to attend the principled meetings. And the superintendent says, no, we need the whole school board. Well, one of our complaints is that the school board will only act as a single entity, so therefore there's no responsibility for the individuals. I will give this one person credit in this one area for trying to go and open up as an elected official. Now, I may not agree with the person. But as an elected official, they have that responsibility to go in and see what's going on. They are elected to oversee the school itself, and they are being denied their access. And that is a problem. It is just like King Cooper up in Raleigh, where he is not taking advice from other elected officials. He is only using appointed officials around him, ones that he's appointed that he happens to like. We have the Council of State that are elected officials, be elected by the people. He is not listening to them. Here, likewise, we have a school superintendent who is not listening to the elected officials nearby.
There you go.
You know, this attitude about the chairman of the school board can speak for the board, that's been going on for a long time. I worked one time really hard to get a person elected, doesn't matter who it was, to the school board, and they did get elected to represent the same area that I'm in, of the county. And I came to him after he was elected, and I told him that I'd like to talk to him about some concerns I've got about the school board. He said, well, I can't talk to you about that. I said, why not? He said, the only person who can speak for the school board is the chairman of the school board. He said, I can't even discuss it with you. Can you believe that?
I can believe it, because the school board was under the control by one gentleman that was chairman of the school board for 23 years. Okay?
So he's the one who spoke for the board
over
for 23 years.
Over that 23 years, he established this structure that they operate on, this only one voice structure. And we've even heard they went so far as to require you to sign a non-disclosure agreement. We don't have a copy of it. Somebody said they were going to send me one. I haven't received it yet. But anyway, the board has been far from open and transparent with the
public.
That's
exceedingly inappropriate.
And there's been many, many complaints by parents that have tried to contact members of the school board to no avail and got no responses. Now, that's what the parents are saying.
Well, Hal's experience would certainly tend to bear it out.
Right.
You know, one thing I'd like for Glenn to look into is, I've just heard it, this is hearsay, I'll openly say it's hearsay, that if the two members of the board get into any sort of a discussion of disagreement in the school board meetings, that they go into private
closed session,
which is certainly against the Sunshine Laws.
It's illegal.
It's illegal.
The only reason they should go into closed session is for personnel matters or for legal, if, you know, their
contracts
are taken
right.
And I will say that listening to one on Zoom, there was an interaction, and one of those board members did say, should we talk about this in closed session, which I do believe they were completely out of order.
Yep.
And don't know if it would have gotten that far, but it might show the misunderstanding on that particular requirement by that board member. But it wasn't a brand new board member.
Right. Okay, well, so now we know a little bit more about what's going on with Craven County school systems, and looks like not a whole lot has changed, but at least we have somebody speaking up and speaking out, and we'll see what the results of that are. Mary, I'm going to toss you the ball because you indicated you had something to talk about.
Yes. I have a question about how the COVID vaccine is working. There was an incident in Scotland recently where an 82-year-old grandmother was fined £60 for attending a 7-person 70th birthday party. And everyone at the party, including the grandmother, had been vaccinated, but they were still fined. Now, my first reaction to that is, what kind of a neighbor squeals on a 70th birthday party?
Yeah.
That's the first part.
Insane ones.
And the second part is, if the vaccine works and everybody has had it that wants it, what difference does it make to those people if someone hasn't had it? And I have one more thing to add to that. Just as an aside on a personal note, my husband and I had the coronavirus back in November. And last weekend, we had our antibodies tested. And we found out that we still have the antibodies. So I really am confused, concerned, pick your word, about exactly what is going on with this vaccine. Because if I'm a person who's worried about the coronavirus and gets the vaccine, then why should I care if someone around me has not had it? Because I'm protected, theoretically.
Good question. We've been had.
Oh,
quite
yeah.
quite plainly.
To control people,
yes.
So.
Yes.
Same thing with the mask. If the mask works, what difference does it make if I'm standing in front of you without one and you are wearing one or two?
And we're also aware, and again, within our family, our extended family, we're also aware of family members that are just filled with fear, not with faith, but filled with fear, that are unwilling to come out and visit, even though they have had the shots and everything is supposed to be okay, but they're afraid of coming out to visit other people unless everybody has had a shot and done this, that, and the other thing. We can make it piled high and deep, 6 feet and two masks and whatever else. I doubt that would still come together.
Now, to add to that, I received something on Facebook. This is from a fast food restaurant that I will not identify. And this is a notice on the door. Please be informed that under the current public orders, effective immediately, we require each guest to provide photo ID to verify same household address before dining at the same table. Thank you for your continued patronage.
It was nice doing business with you. I'm sorry you're going out of business.
No. I'm sorry. I don't have a photo ID. I'm only here to vote.
Okay. Well, with all that being said, we have got to.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.